10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bust out 3-1-2-3! Bust!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Hello and welcome into this edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find this podcast on The Bucs Report. Check them out online, bucsreport.com. Hi, my name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at BucsMinuteCast. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. So in this edition, we are going to talk about how the Bucs didn't make any moves on the trade deadline. They didn't make any coaching changes and what it means for this team. Then later, we will talk about Devin White and how he doesn't want to talk to the press. He was accused of loafing, and when asked if he wants to talk to the media, he says, nah, I'm good. But just to get it going here, this article in The Athletic, they were talking about how this Bucs team is not really living up to potential. And even though they're not living up to potential, they made no improvements on the trade deadline and they made no changes on the coaching staff. This was not the outcome a frustrated Bucs fan base was hoping for, but after a long weekend, the Bucs made no coaching changes and stayed quiet at the trade deadline, doubling down on confidence that it can turn things around with what it has. It's accountability to each other, Todd Bowles said Wednesday. They're out on the field together. They're understanding how to prepare and doing things the right way. We're all in the boat together. Nobody's pointing fingers. The only thing we can get out of this is ourselves. We start making a play here or there, it becomes contagious. That's what football is. You've got to go out and believe and make plays. You do the little things right, the big things will come. And that is an optimistic attitude, I got to say, from Todd Bowles. I don't reflect that sentiment. I think that the Bucs, if they had any chance of turning this team around, they would have made some big acquisitions. Maybe Jason Light looked at it and thought to himself, one piece here or one piece there is not going to change the outcome of this season. That is something to consider. You know, this Bucs team has a lot of weapons at their disposal, and it just seems like they're not making the most of them. Now, when it comes to coaching changes, my belief is that if you changed a head coach or, you know, a defensive coach at this point of the season, offensive coach, by the time you implement the systems, it would not give enough time to make those changes worthwhile, because it takes a while to implement those systems. The Bucs are 3-5 and play host to Rams team Sunday that has beaten them all three meetings since Tom Brady's arrival in 2020. Despite a three-game losing streak, for all the desperation that comes with that, the Bucs are only a game out of first place in the NFC South and can move back atop to the division by beating the struggling Rams and the Falcons losing to the Chargers. So the one thing I will say about the Bucs that's working in their favor is that the NFC South in general is not playing that well. So there is a chance, if Tom Brady and the Bucs can catch fire, that they could turn this thing around. Brady's done it before with the Patriots. He's, you know, turned this Bucs team into a contender when they won the Super Bowl. Can he do it again? That remains to be seen. They still see themselves as a playoff team at the end of the season. There's no doubt. I don't think from anybody in the locker room corner, Sean Murphy Bunting said, I think we all know what we're capable of. It's just going to take each and every day and each and every one of us to stack those days and get back to the fierce team that we are. After a loss to the Ravens last Thursday, Bowles left the door open for change on his coaching staff, saying everything is on the table, but that includes keeping everyone in their roles and responsibilities and hoping for better results. Much the same way the Bucs lost Pro Bowl outside linebacker Shaq Barrett to a season-ending Achilles injury last week, but made no trade to replace him, trusting that backup Anthony Nelson and Carl Nassib can step into larger roles and get consistent pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So some tough moves for the Bucs. Some questions that remain to be answered. Can this Bucs team, in fact, turn it around? There's not a lot of time left in the season, but like they talked about in this article here, you know, the Bucs are really benefiting from a poor NFC South. So if they could catch fire, if they could pick up a big win against the Rams on Sunday, if the Falcons lost to the Cardinals, all of those things together, there is a chance they could turn it around. The Bucs can also benefit from improved play from their healthy players. Linebacker Devin White was called out by Pro Football Hall of Famer Warren Sapp, who posted a video criticizing the team captain for loafing. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next segment here. But it's going to have to be a team working together. You know, the biggest concern also is Antoine Winfield Jr., Carlton Davis, and Murphy Bunting. You know, are these guys going to be healthy in the immediate future to help this Bucs team turn their season around? You know, if you looked at the sample size of this Bucs team so far this season, there's not a lot of reason for optimism just seeing what they have out on the field. They blew a big opportunity when they didn't beat the Carolina Panthers, a truly deplorable team. They lost to the Steelers. You know, it's been a tough season so far for the Bucs. It was a tough game against the Ravens where they saw the offensive production, but ultimately they could not find a way to pick up a win. That's what they've got to do. All right, so after the break here, we will talk about those accusations against Devin White for loafing. How could Devin White, one of the greatest players on this team for the longest time, be accused of loafing, and what is behind it? We'll talk about that next.
It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom. Then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking, all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and use promo code MINUTECAST for free shipping and 20% off. The Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is the one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. It has everything needed to help you deck the halls from the face to the balls just in time for the mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product for the best-selling performance package plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo plus Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. It's the best way to smell fresh from the Santa hat to your candy cane. The Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and weed whacker nose and ear trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use promo code MINUTECAST. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
All right, welcome back into this edition of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers MinuteCast. MinuteCast Media, covering some of your favorite sports teams in minutes. In this next segment here, we are going to talk about Devin White and him being accused of loafing. How is that possible? Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Devin White would probably like to forget last Thursday's game against the Ravens. Any loss stings, but the Bucs defense gave up 204 rushing yards in the second half, slowly wearing down as the Ravens pulled away for the victory. While struggled for much of the night, and his performance led to criticism from fans, analysis, and even former Bucks players like Hall of Famer Warren Sapp. When given the opportunity to speak to the media during Wednesday's open locker room period, White declined, writes the Bucks Wire. What is behind that? I'm good, White said, per multiple reports. Tampa Bay's rush defense has allowed more than 150 yards on the ground in each of their last four games, a huge disappointment for a unit that spent the last few seasons as one of the NFL's best at stopping the run. White obviously isn't the only defender struggling to live up to expectations, but after being named NFL Defensive Player of the Month in September, the former number 5 overall pick in his third season as the defensive captain for the Bucks has been unable to maintain anything close to that same level of play. It looks like White will simply try and let his play on Sunday against the Rams speak for itself. And one thing you can expect from Devin White, you know, he's a guy that plays with a lot of pride. I do not agree with that assessment. Did he have a bad game? Sure. But is he a bad player overall? No, I do not believe that. Devin White is one of the greatest guys on this team. You got to give, you know, this the Bucks fan base and the NFL in general is very fickle. If a guy has one bad game, they're willing to turn on them on a dime. I am not, for one, willing to turn on Devin White. I still think he's a great player. And what I think you're going to see on Sunday is an engaged Devin White that is ready to stand up for himself and prove to the rest of the NFL and the rest of the Bucks why he is one of the greatest on the team. So we got to stop turning on our own players that are great. You know, you see it with Brady. You see it with Devin White and different players on the team. I've heard, you know, negative things about Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. This is still the team, for the most part, that won a Super Bowl not so many years ago. So there is reason for optimism. Bucks fans, let's hope for a big W Sunday against a struggling Rams team. This isn't the Rams team of last year. This is a struggling Rams team. Now, I know what I've said in the podcast before. We want to pick up big wins against formidable opponents. I'm going to take any win at this point to help the Bucks move up the standings. All right, once again, thank you for joining me on this edition of the Bucks Minutecast, and I'll talk to you again next time.